Yes, we are making a difference. With good news from Iraq, I'm Paul McKellips. Lieutenant Colonel Deanna Brown has been working in the rural villages of Iraq to help rebuild a once thriving sheep industry.
Sheep in Iraq are a major part of all rural villages' lives. It's a major source of income for most rural farmers. Almost all farms have anywhere from at least 20 to 30 sheep.
The sheep herd in Iraq numbers somewhere between 12 and 16 million head. Colonel Brown and her team are leading an effort to bring sheep dip tanks to every corner of the country.
There are two types of sheep dip tanks. There's the in-the-ground tank. It's basically a large trough with a pen on either end. And then there's also portable sheep dip tanks for areas that have a more dispersed sheep population.
The U.S. Army is teaching Iraqis to use better insecticides.
They typically use a permethrin, which is an insecticide made from chrysanthemums, actually.
Dipping millions of Iraq sheep has two key benefits.
It's there to get rid of the external parasites like ticks and lice. It also cleans the wool, and they estimate that it improves the wool about 33%.
This national effort has a very distinct American component.
Coalition forces, American taxpayer dollars, building sheep dip tanks out here?
Actually, yes. They need to improve the economic ability of the farmers in these rural areas, and this is one of the ways that we're doing that.
Colonel Brown says the program is working, that Iraqi farmers appreciate our help, and that we are making a difference.
The villagers take a lot of pride in the fact that they have this facility, and it improves their attitude towards our soldiers, and it's also going to help them in the long term.
For the State Department's Public Affairs Go Team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKellips.